You're listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. Podcaster Practice brings you expert-led independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice.
Right, so at this AIC meeting, we've heard a lot about plasma AD biomarkers. And in the session on the temporal evolution of AD biomarkers, there were several studies looking at how A-beta 42 to 40 and p-tau 217 may be used to track disease progression or predict incident amyloid positivity or incident dementia. And some of the highlights were that, as has been seen in cross-sectional studies, p-tau 217 generally does pretty well. It is able to predict incident amyloid PET, incident cognitive impairment but there are some limitations to that, within the few years prior to development of those. One of the studies looked at earlier measurements, so mid-life plasma measurements for the prediction of late life cognitive impairment and amyloid positivity. And in that situation, that 20-year gap was too far for the plasma biomarkers to predict amyloid positivity. The other biomarker of interest has been A-beta 42 to 40. And while it has been useful in cross-sectional studies showing or to correlate with amyloid positivity, in the longitudinal assessments, and the noise properties have been challenging for the ability to track disease progression and also for the utility of it for prediction of future changes.
Thank you for listening to Podcaster Practice, brought to you by Springer Healthcare IME. For more information on our educational programs available, visit ime.springerhealthcare.com.